Murray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
Hey, Bub, I can hear you outside. What's all the shouting about?
I'm not shouting!
They were talking about the shower.
What shower?
Where have you been? Bub's been talking for the last couple of weeks about giving Sally a shower.
Oh. Well, could you wait till after dinner? I promised Dad I'd give Tramp a bath, and he howls that there isn't enough hot water.
Nothing, Jim. Just forget it. Gee, that's a pretty shave.
$125 for a chair? And $49 for a lamp?
It's all right, honey. Don't panic. We can always sit on the floor and read by candlelight.
No, I'm pretty lucky I found a girl with simple tastes.
Well, actually, you know, I have horribly extravagant tastes.
Oh, now she tells me.
I'm simply mad for yachts and caviar and... Oh, Mike, look! Did you ever see anything so gorgeous in your whole life?
It's a cat.
Mike, someday when we're very, very rich, and you want to buy me something because I've been such a sweet, good little white-haired wife, may I have a Persian cat?
Well, why wait? If you want a cat, why don't you go to the butcher shop? I'm sure you can get one there for free.
Not a Persian. Do you know a cat like that probably costs about
$60? $60 for a cat?
Why, we only paid $3 for Tramp, and he'd make 10 of that fluff ball.
I wish I had extravagant tastes.
Do you mean there are actually people in this world who'd pay $60 for that hairy mouse catcher?
Would you pay $60 for that?
No.
Oh, boy, you had me worried there for a minute. Well, I guess you know, I'm kind of the practical type.
I figured that out.
Well, the way I see it, honey, there isn't going to be enough money for Persian cat type of things for quite a while.
Oh, well. I know a place where I can get a special on a mousetrap for only 29 cents.
Now, that's more like. Of course, we have to figure out if we can afford to feed a mouse.
Oh, hi, Mike. Sorry to barge into my room like this without knocking.
I hope you don't mind. I was just looking for a little privacy.
Oh, what's the matter with your room?
Oh, Rob's in there. He needs a little privacy for some theme he's writing or something.
Oh, probably some gruesome thing entitled How I Ended Up with 6 Dates for the Spring Prom.
Boy, it sure was nice back in the days that that's all I had to worry about.
Well, what particular set of worries are you worrying about now?
Money, money, money. Trying to figure out some kind of a budget.
Well, budgets are very sensible things, Mike. For a while after we were married, your mother and I had a new budget every day or so.
Dad? Did Mom ever get any ideas?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, for instance, today. I'm sure she was kidding, but Sally started talking about getting an expensive Persian cat. Now, I'm not even sure whether we can afford to feed us. And she's talking... Well... Mom ever do anything like that?
No, Mark. Your mother was a very practical woman.
She was.
Yeah, I can remember when we were first married, we had a little yard out back, and your mother decided that instead of spending all that money at the store for jams and jellies, she was going to put up her own. So she bought a lot of garden tools and flats of strawberry plants and berry bushes and fertilizers and... Well, after a lot of hard work, by the end of the summer, she put up, I forget just how many glasses of jams and jellies, but we figured that each glass cost about, the way it worked out was about $3.25 per spoonful.
I don't want to be a skinflint, but, gee, when I think of all it takes to get married.
Well, Mike, it usually works out one way or another. That is, if the parties involved have any sense at all, and I'm sure you and Sally do.
I figured out one savings today. Sally told Bub she wants a kitchen shower. That way, all the stuff we get, we can use, you know.
A kitchen shower.
Yeah.
Well, Bub, are you finished with the sports page?
Yes, yeah, right there on the bed. Okay. While you're here, take a look at this. That's what I'm going to do for Sally's shower. Everything pink. Even a recipe for pink cream cheese.
Sally, you really get a kick out of this, Bob.
Yet I know somebody else that ought to get a kick.
I know you're disappointed at the way Mike turned your shower into something unromantic, Bub, but...
Kitchen shower. Do you know what he suggested I give her for a shower present? A plastic clothesline.
Well, Mike's just feeling the first pangs of responsibility, I guess.
When I was in love, I wanted my girl to have the world on a string.
Mike just wants the string. Plastic coated.
Did I ever show you what the boy's grandmother gave me when we were engaged?
I don't believe so, Bud. Gold key, huh?
Yes, sir, and that's a real emerald in the top of it.
It's very pretty, Bud. What's it for?
Well, it's a key.
I know, but, what does it open?
Why, it doesn't open anything. She said it was the key to her heart.
It's beautiful, Bob.
And I'm going to get a gold chain for that key one of these days.
So you can wear it, huh?
Do you know when the shower is going to be?
Well, Friday, isn't it?
And it's also the date of our 50th anniversary.
Well.
Whatever I get Sally is going to be something like this key. It won't do anything, but it'll mean something.
Bob, what's more practical? Hi, Dad.
All right, Ray.
Something private?
No. Bob was just showing me what your grandmother gave him before they were married.
Oh, very nice. Key to her heart, huh?
How did you know that?
What else? Listen, I'm making a list of the things that Sally wants most for the shower. Now, she seems to think she'll get more use out of a frying pan than a pressure cooker. What do you think?
Why not get her one of each and earrings to match?
Look, Bub, I know we don't see quite eye to eye on this shower thing, but I'll tell you, I've got exactly $87 in the bank, and that's not enough to throw away on gold keys and Persian cats.
Who said anything about Persian cats?
Oh, Sally saw one in the pet shop today.
I know what I'll do. I'll call Ernie Thompson's mother. She ought to know.
Certainly isn't practical.
He's really a beautiful specimen, Mr. O'Casey. His mother was Lady Irania.
I don't believe I ever met the lady. Well, wrap him up.
Oh, boy!
I'll get his registration papers in the carrying case. They're included in the price.
How much is the beast?
$75.
$75? Are you kidding?
For a cat?
And I thought Filet Mignon was overpriced at 2.5 a pound.
It's not quite the same thing.
Well, it's no sale. No cat is worth that kind of money to me.
I see. Most people are surprised at the price of purebred Persians, but they are a luxury item. Well... I'll put him back in his cage.
I'm sorry I spent all that money on that lodge uniform. I've only got $45 left.
Boy, and I thought kids were the only people that didn't have money when they wanted it.
Well, you've got another thought coming. That's the most impractical cat I ever heard of.
Oh, hi, Sally. Come on in.
Are you busy?
Well, it all depends on who's asking. If it's the president of the company, I'm very, very busy. And if it's you, why don't we go out and get a cup of coffee?
Well, how about 3 minutes?
Oh, sure, Sally. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike told me that Bub's giving me my shower on the same date as his anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. I think he planned it that way. He thinks it'll bring you luck.
Luck?
Well, he wants you and Mike to be just as happy as he and Grandma O'Casey were.
Well, I know he's a little disappointed at Mike and me because we're trying to be so realistic in everything. And, well, I want to give him a present, but it's got to be something sentimental and not practical at all. Do you have any ideas?
Well, let's see. Yeah. The other night, Bub was showing me a gold key that Grandma O'Casey gave him before they were married. And he was talking about getting a gold chain to go with it.
Well, that's perfect. It's marvelous.
But, I don't know, Sally. A gold chain is liable to be kind of expensive.
Well, I wouldn't spend any of the money that Mike and I've saved. I mean, that wouldn't be fair. But besides, I doubt if Mike would... Well, not that he's being chintzy or anything, but it's just that... Well, right now, Mike is being
practical.
Yes, practical. And I'm glad he is, but... Well, I have this money, and my dad gave it to me for my birthday, and I'm going to buy Bub the most beautiful, impractical gold chain you ever saw.
Wonderful. Well, come on. How do you take your coffee? Black or with cream and sugar?
Oh, black.
Well, there he is. $75.
$75? What does it do?
Boy, Bub sure is going to be embarrassed when Sally gives him that gold chain for his ski. And he doesn't have anything for her.
Persian, huh? Why didn't he get her a regular cat for free? Our laundryman usually has a whole bunch.
Gosh, maybe I could get a cat for Bub to give to Sally. Be better than nothing.
Anyway, my father says it's better to use American products instead of foreign. And Mr. Elton has real American cats.
Okay, let's go. Well, when you don't want a cat, everybody has them.
Try the fish store.
Well, what's the use, Sonny? We asked at about 20 places. Nobody has a free cat.
They must be out of stamina or something. Hey, I know. We could catch one in the alley.
Did you ever try to catch one of those cats? They won't even let you get near.
That's because you're not an experienced cat fisherman. All you need is a nickel.
Nickel? What for?
Bait.
Bait?
Sure. You can't go cat fishing without bait. Come on, let's go. See, all you have to do is put the bait on the line.
On real fishing, they use hooks.
You can't use hooks for a cat. They'd hurt themselves.
Boy, that liver sure smells.
That's what's good about it. They love liver.
I get it. The cats fall the liver into the trap, and then we got them.
I caught a bite!
You did.
Okay, but first you have to get the bait out.
Okay. Here, you hold the cat. Get the bait.
Hey, he's a nice one. Maybe Sally will like him.
I'm going to put the liver in the same spot.
That seems to be pretty lucky.
Hey, maybe somebody owns these cats.
My mother says they just hang around here, waiting for somebody to feed them.
Well, then I guess it doesn't matter. I got one! I got him! Boy, he's a whopper! Let's see what we got. Hey, what are we going to do with four cats? Sally only wants one.
We can pick the best one up and throw the others back.
The gray one's pretty neat. And that black one's a beauty.
Hey, look at that one with the spots.
Hey, I got an idea. Instead of us picking, why don't we take them all home and let Sally choose?
I know. Let's catch a whole bunch more. So we have one of every color and junk. And then we'll be sure we have the kind she wants. And we can keep them in your cellar.
You know, honey, sometimes you get some pretty good ideas.
Yeah. Okay, let's go for the limit. Here's some more bait.
Did every bit of the cooking and the planning and the decorating all by himself.
I can't believe it.
Well, I admit I made a few false starts. I had planned on mulligan stew and cold beer. Uncle Robbie gave me the word.
You must have worked for days.
Oh, believe me, he did.
But it was certainly worth it. How else could I spend an evening with a group of beautiful girls? So stop dragging your feet and come and get it.
Bob?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Force of habit. I mean, help yourself.
Boy, look at him. He's going crazy smelling those cats in the basement.
Well, what are we going to do?
I'll tell Bub when the people get out of the shower and go home. can show the cats to Sally then.
Right?
Oh, honestly.
Bob, look, it's the meat thermometer.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, this is from Jenny, Aunt Alice. Oh, thanks, Jenny. Wonder what it is. Oh, it's an egg timer. Oh, thanks so much. That's great. Well, I don't know what to say. I've never seen so much loot.
Meat thermometers, egg timers, frying pans, cookbooks.
Oh, look at that dumb dog.
Maybe we'd better try and get him outside again. We'll be in real trouble if he doesn't stop barking. Come on, Travis.
Come on.
I promised myself I wasn't going to give Sally anything practical, and I've kept my promise.
We've got to get him out.
He's just not going to move. The trouble is, those cats are all the way up the stairs where he can smell them. I'll tell you what. You hold Tramp, and I'll try to chase the cats away from the door.
Okay, come on, Travis. Come on. Yeah, come
on, get out of here. Come on.
Meow yourself.
Ouch! Gosh, you had to use iodine?
I ought to use my belt.
Sally's got two more of them cornered up in Dad's room. I found this one under my bed.
Put it in the garage with the rest.
Oh, Humane Society said they're sending a truck over. Look, top shelf in my closet. Bob says put them in the garage. I hope that truck gets here pretty soon. These cats are getting nervous.
Ouch!
Hold still, I'm not going to hurt you.
Gee, Bob, I'm sorry. How was I supposed to know you went ahead and bought the cat for Sally?
Well, you know everything else.
Can I look at him?
Sure, you can have a look at him.
When are you going to give it to her?
Oh, as soon as the roundup's over.
Where'd you get the extra money at?
Oh, I sold something.
What'd you sell?
Oh, an old key I didn't hardly need anymore.
Boy, isn't she a beauty?
She sure is, yes.
Oh, you darling. You beautiful, beautiful thing.
Me?
Both of you. You're beautiful and he's a darling. I mean, the other way around.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of liked it better the first way.
Mike, it's the one we saw, my Persian.
I know. You're elegant, impractical, green-eyed Persian.
I suppose you think I should have given her a mousetrap.
Now it's my turn. This is for you, Bub. A sort of thank you. With all my love.
Oh, Sally, you shouldn't have.
That's what I told her.
In that case, I'm glad she did.
It's a chain, so you can wear the key Mrs. O'Casey gave you.
It's beautiful.
Is it really all right?
Well, I...
Well, go get the key so we can see how it looks. Mike can put it on the chain for you.
Maybe I'd better get the kitchen tidied up.
Bub, I'll think you don't like it if you don't put it on.
Don't ever think that, Sally. Just don't ever think that.
How'd the shower go, Bub? I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but... Hey, you got your chain, huh?
Sally gave it to me.
Well, where's the key? Let's put it on and see how it looks.
I sold the key to get enough money to buy the cat.
You sold the key to...
Wow.
Expensive cats and gold chains. Of all the impractical, useless...
Mike,
if you're going to start needling me...
Now, don't get mad, Bub. I just came in to give you my gift. Everybody's giving gifts around here like it's Christmas. So here.
My key.
I saw it in the window at Simpson's jewelry store. So I went in and checked. And I knew that Sally was going to give you the chain.
So, being the practical type, you...
Well, I couldn't stand the thought of someone having a gold chain and not having anything to put on the end of it.
Well, here, Bob, let's put it on the chain. See how she likes it, huh?
Where is everybody?
In here, honey.
Oh, Mr. Douglas. Just look at what Bob gave me.
Well, it's a wonderful gift, Bob.
Isn't it?
Well, Sally, what do you think?
Well, the chain is a perfect match.
Open your coat, Bob. Let's put it on. There you are.
Well, how about that?
I think it's great. Gold chains, my Persian cat. What a wonderful day. I wish somebody had given you something impractical, too, though.
Well, honey, I got the most impractical, most beautiful gift of all. A white hyacinth.
White hyacinth?
That's right, Bob.